Chazar Zeichanish Mazabachi Cheskel Shlagar of Ram Yehuda Mesech the Shabbos Daf Chavav. Brisa says one that you're not allowed to make a fire with Tomei Dika Tevel even during the week, and of course not on Shabbos. And similarly, you can't light also with white naft even during the week, and of course not on Shabbos. Mar explains you can't light with naft because it's flammable and it could Chas V'Shalom bring to a fire hazard. And the reason why you can't light with Tevel Tomei is because we learn from the Pasuk that compares Truma Tmeya to Truma Tahira, and therefore teaches us, just like Truma Tahira, the Kohen cannot benefit from Truma Tahira unless it's separated from Tevel, so too, even Truma Tmeya, where he's allowed to benefit from the fire, it can't be done until it's actually separated so that it's no longer Tevel. We learned earlier that Rav Shimon said that we cannot light near Shabbos. We're using tzari, balsam. Rav Shimon also said that tzari is basically what it is a sap of a balsam tree. Rav Shimon said you can't light candles, you can't light near Shabbos from anything that comes from the tree itself. Rav Shimon ben Breike says you can only light from something that comes from the fruit of a tree, not from the tree itself as well. Rav Tarfon says you only light a light near Shabbos with shemen zayis, with olive oil. Rav Yechem Menuri vehemently opposed that. He said, what are all the people who don't have olive oil, what are they supposed to light with? Rather, you're allowed to light with anything except for the things that the Chacham said specifically in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to light with. Bryce says, Rav Shimon Lozer says that any cloth that comes from a tree, any material that comes from a tree, will not be mekabel tuma even if it's 3x3 etzbois, and it can therefore be used for schach on a sukkah. The only exception is flax, which is mekabel tuma. Abaye says, as a ton of the day, Rav Shmuel says really the same concept, because they say that the Torah always says begodim, legabe tuma, other things, but never specifies what type of begodim we're talking about. In one place, legabe negoyim, it actually says semer upishtim, so from there we learn out when all begodim referred to in the Torah are semer upishtim, and therefore we see that only semer upishtim can be mekabel tuma, but not things that would come from a tree, and you see the same idea that Rav Shimon Elazar just said. Rava says that Rav Shimon Elazar and Tanav Eliyahu would actually argue. They're arguing a case where you have a cloth of other materials, other than wool and linen, that are at least 3x3 tefachim. So in that case, Dr. Rava, Rav Shimon Elazar would say they could be mekabel tuma, and Tanav Eliyahu would say that they can't be mekabel tuma. Now, one thing everyone agrees to seems to be that everyone says, Sai Rav Shimon Elazar, Sai Tanav Eliyahu, that a cloth of wool and linen, that's 3x3 as boys, is mekabel tuma from the goyim. How do we know that? Bryce explains the pasuk could have said beged, instead it says viha beged. The extra letters teach that with wool and linen cloths, measuring if they're even 3x3 etzbois, they're mekabel tuma. Murray asks, maybe these extra letters are actually teach that a piece of material that's 3x3 tefachim is mekabel tuma, not just 3x3 etzbois. Maybe it has to be 3x3 tefachim in order to be mekabel tuma. Mar explains, for that, you don't need the extra letters in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk, Legabe Negoyim, says that the Negoyim is even Metama, the Shesi, and the Erev strings of a weaving machine, which are not even a piece of cloth. So, of course, when it's 3x3 Tvachim, for sure, it's subject to Tumah from Negoyim. So, for that, we don't need the Pasuk. So, the Pasuk is there to teach 3x3 as boys. We should use the same Kavach Chomer to teach that a cloth that's 3x3 as boys also becomes Tomei. If the strings, the Shesi and the Erev strings become Tomei, then for sure, a 3x3 as boys piece of cloth should become Tomei. Mark explains that 3x3 tefachim you can learn that from the Kavach Chomer, because that's a chosh of a piece of material that no one would throw away. Not an oni, not an osher, no one would throw that away. But something which is only 3x3 etzbois, which the Ashirim would just throw away, they don't need such a small piece of material, so we would say maybe it shouldn't be Mekabel Tuma. And we couldn't use the Kavach Chomer to teach it. That's why we need the extra letters of the Pasuk to teach it as Mekabel Tuma. Why don't we say that the extra letters are coming to teach that cloths made from other materials, other than wool and linen, that are 3x3 tefachim, are mekabel tuma? Mara says, the pasuk says, tzemer upishtim, wool and linen. So it's mashmer, only wool and linen are subject to this tuma, not other types of materials. Maybe we should say that other materials are only excluded from tuma when they're 3x3 etzbois, but if they're 3x3 tefachim, they should become tuma as well. Mara answers, the Torah says twice tzemer upishtim. So once comes to exclude other materials that are 3x3 as bois, and one comes to exclude other materials when they're three by three tefachim. Now, according to Rava, who said that Rav Shimon Elazar says that other materials that are 3x3 tefachim are mekabel tuma, so where does he learn this from? The pasuk legabe tuma shrotzim says oi, the extra word oi beged, the extra word oi teaches that even cloth of other materials that, but if they're 3x3 tefachim, they are mekabel tuma. Now, according to Abaye, who says that that other types of cloth besides wool and linen never become tomei, even if they're three tvachim, doesn't make a difference. So, what does he do with the word ay? Rava would say he doesn't need a pasuk for shrotzim because they can learn shrotzim from the goyim. Abaye says that you can't learn Shrotzen from the Goyim, because the Goyim, you see, are more chumadic, because it's metama even the chassis and the air strings. That's why it's more chumadic. That's maybe why it's metama a baguette of 3x3 its boys. Rava said, if it's really true that the Goyim are more chumadic, then the Torah should have just said the din of Tzemer and Pishtim regarding 3x3 its boys of Shrotzim, and we couldn't learn out the Goyim from there. From the fact that the Torah wrote it again by the Goyim, it shows that the Goyim are not considered to be more chumadic, and therefore we could learn Shrotzim from the Goyim, and you don't need the extra pasuk. And therefore the pasuk is therefore extra and available for a drasha. Abaye says that Negoyim can't be learned from Shrotzim because the Sheretz Metama, even when it's only the size of an Adosha, and therefore we would not be able to learn out Negoyim from Shrotzim.